The U.S. national debt has hit a new milestone, and it's not a good one. The government now owes more than $16 trillion. That's a 16 with 12 zeros after it and still counting. We can put it this way. If you spent $1 million a day, it would take you almost 44,000 years to spend $16 trillion. For this debt, many Republicans blame Democrats and President Barack Obama. Many Democrats blame Republicans and former President George W. Bush. Two things we can say for sure. One, the government is spending a lot of money, and two, it's taking in a lot less tax revenue because of the struggling economy. So you can count on this number increasing in the months ahead.
It's time for the shout out. Which of these objects is closest in size to the International Space Station? If you think you know it, then shout it out. Is it 747 airliner, football field, space shuttle Discovery, or Lake Erie? You've got 3 seconds. Go. The length and width of the ISS is about the size of a football field, according to NASA. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
Of course, that includes its solar panels and everything else. The actual living space of the ISS is a little smaller. It's about the size of a 5-bedroom house. Didn't matter much yesterday for two of the 6 folks who were living there. A NASA astronaut and a Japanese space flyer stepped outside the ISS to fix one of its power units. Though the space station is the single most expensive object ever built and one of the most technologically advanced, part of yesterday's repair job was done using a spare toothbrush. It's not the only walk we're showing you today, nor is it the most dangerous. Before we go, why did the ducks cross the highway? Because they had no fear. Now, don't duck out on us here. Nothing bad is going to happen, although with all these cars racing by, there are a couple close calls, including this one right here. Whew. The mother and her babies got blown around a lot, but when they all waddled safely across, which eventually they did, the video went viral. Hard to say if there's some sort of lesson in this. It's not look both ways before crossing the street, because they didn't, and it's definitely not mama knows best, because she doesn't. If it was a lesson in safety, it certainly ruffled some feathers. A lesson in bravery doesn't really fit the bill. And if it's a lesson in sound judgment, there are definitely quacks in her armor. We'll see you Friday and wish you safe travels wherever you go.